Hi, welcome audience. This is Power to Be You Radio. I am Sandra Bueno, and today is the 7th of September, 2007. I welcome my audience as this is our second week online live. If you are downloading this from the Power to Be You site, I welcome you as today's show is bound to be energetic, magnetic. It is powerful. It is definitely something that you are in for a ride with today's guest. Before I get into today's guest and our purpose of our show, let me tell you that our purpose via Power to Be You is to motivate you. It is to inspire you. It is to bring about awareness. It is to bring about education and to bring about reprogramming of where you are today based on what is being delivered to you. Simply said, this is about you taking charge. This is about you having a choice. This is about you recognizing that you can make a decision today. And during the show, you can hear something that might impel you, that might just reawaken you and make you realize that, yes, indeed, you do have control, that it does not matter where you've been, what you've had, where you've been, and that you can definitely create a new life, a new empowering life for yourself. It is with great humility and a great desire to contribute that I come across the station as the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises, a youth coaching enterprise, as well as the Power to Be You movement. The Power to Be You movement is intended as a social movement, bringing about accountability, responsibility, and empowerment via education. I wanted to start off with a quote, and this is very, very dear to my heart because I myself have gone through a lot of transitions based through the challenges that I faced. And for those of you who are new to this program, I wanted to let you know that I am on the air on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and today's show is an hour long as we will dedicate our show to a speaker, a contributor, a life coach, a person who is very well skilled at being able to deliver a very, very poignant message. And it is my great gift to be able to share this podium with this person. And before I get her on board, I will start with the quote, and this is from Theodore Roosevelt. Many of you might be familiar with it. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs and comes up short again and again, because there is no effort without error or shortcoming, but who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself for a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement, and who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who knew neither victory nor defeat. And this is where we are today. This is where we stand before our life and all of the events in our life to make a choice, to make a change, to make a contribution for ourselves, first and foremost, so that we may serve others, whether it is in our families, in our workplace, in our community, or in the world. But change begins with you. Change begins with you at this moment, and it begins when you allow yourself to change and you say, this is it, no more of this. I am going to take a leap, and I'm going to go forward. And it takes a lot of different resources to come and empower you to do so. So with that said, today's show is entitled Powerful Beyond Measure, On Purpose Demonstrating Your Truth. And the person that I have on board She is an inspired motivator. She has spent the last two decades providing transformational training and life coaching. She is very passionate about her mission. She is a high-energy founder of Positive Vibrations Enterprises. And as a quote, she says, "I am convinced that everyone is capable of achieving peak performance so that they consistently exceed their loftiest, most fantastic goals and expectations." Her name is Corbett Morris Barkley. As a former radio producer and host of motivational programming, Morris Barkley established a proven personal development and spiritual growth program that effectively supports participants throughout their journey to fully express themselves in all areas of their lives. In addition to providing corporate seminars, workshops, and private consultation, Morris Barkley has served as a crisis counselor, domestic violence advocate, prayer chaplain, and metaphysical scientist. Her impressive credentials include professional certification from Resets Coaching System and the state of Florida. Corbett was born in Jamaica. She lived in New York City for 15 years before settling in Plantation, Florida, and she now resides in North Atlanta, Georgia. She is the mother of two girls and a boy, ages 18 through 24. She tailors self-empowerment programs for the whole family that create a nurturing, safe environment for dialogue, crisis prevention, problem resolution, and total transformation. And with lasting words, she is the inspiration behind these words. Faith is a prerequisite to power. It gives perspective, accurate analysis, and the ability to forge ahead. And with those words of wisdom, Corbett, are you on?
Yes, I am.
Wonderful.
Can you hear me?
Welcome on the show. Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Sandra, I want to thank you for this opportunity. I'm really honored that you asked me to partner with you on today's show. I'm really honored. I take it as a great, great, great opportunity to touch people's lives and make a difference and just stand up and be counted. And as you talked about before, today what we want to take a look, you talked about change. And one of my favorite quotes is from Wayne Dyer. This is my all-time favorite. When you change the way you look at things you look at change. When you change the way you look at things you look at change. And Power to Be You is all about change. Power to Be You is all about transformation. But how do we do that, Sandra? How do we do that change? We must change the way we look at things. And one of the things that we need to use as foundation is to look at who we are. Ask ourselves the question, who am I? Who am I? And then we'll get to why am I here. But let's take a look at who am I? Who is Corbett? Who is Sandra? Who are you? You are a spiritual being, first and foremost. You are a spiritual being who is here on planet Earth to demonstrate your truth. That's really who you are. You're not somebody's wife, somebody's mother, somebody's boss. You're not what you do. You are here to deliver a message. You're here to get in the ring. Like that quote you just said, Sandra, you are here to be in the ring, on the hot seat, doing what you came to do. And Marianne Williamson says it so well in this quote. She says, our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, and fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You're a child of God. Your playing small doesn't serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We are born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not in just some of us. It's in everyone. It's in everyone. It's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our fear, our presence automatically liberates others. Now, this is hot. This is who you are. This is what I want you to know today, that you are powerful beyond measure. And you might ask me, how can you say that? Well, we were made special. We were made, Scripture tells us that we were made in the image and the likeness of God. Hello?
Yeah.
So if I'm made like God, I'm something special. I am powerful. I can do some of the things that God does if I train myself, if I change the way I look at my life, if I put myself in alignment with this power with which I'm endowed. Who am I? I'm here to make a difference. And I say I, and say that I for yourself. And I want you wherever you are right now, be audacious enough to stand in front of your mirror if you're close to it, and if you're not, later on, do it, and say, I am powerful beyond measure. I came to planet Earth amply supplied, fully equipped, fully fortified. That means you have what you need right now to do the work that you came here to do. Corvette cannot do it for you. You must do it for yourself. My work is to empower you. My work is to motivate you. My work is to inspire you. My work is to set off a light in you that activates you to step into that ring, to get on the playing field, and to get about demonstrating your truth. First, you have to discover what your truth is. And you get to that point by asking your the question, who am I? I've given you some pointers. I've pointed you in a direction that will do something significant if you really hear it, if you really latch onto it, if you take it to heart. If you get in alignment with this magnificent person that you are, I promise you, that your life will explode. I promise you that you will get into the ring and demonstrate. And if you're already in the ring, you will amplify what you're doing. Step it up a notch. We're here to make a difference. We're here to spur each other on. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about us. It's about each of us individually doing what is ours to do. And by so doing, like Marianne Williamson says, it gives other people permission to do what they came to do. If I ignite just a spark in you today, my job is done. If I ignite a spark in just one person under the sound of my voice, I have done my job. My job is not to glorify me. My job is to impact you, to give away what was given to me, to make a difference to you and you and you and you. So I have some questions for you. You know who you are now. You have a great idea. Why are you here? Why are you here? Is it just to be somebody's wife, somebody's brother, somebody's mother, to be a caretaker for a family member, to be somebody's employee, or to be an entrepreneur in the business that you have chosen? Why are you here? You might say, Corvette, I have a clue. Or you might say, I don't have a clue. I have a friend of mine, a client who was, she's a great friend of mine, and she became my client. And she said, Corvette, I don't know what my purpose is. And I said, yes, you do. She said, really? I said, you do. You know why you came. Just go back. Go back to your childhood. Go back to look at the things that you do that give you joy, I said to her. What excites you? What turns you on? What fires you up? Now, this thing that fires you up is something that you do naturally. And maybe that's why you're thinking that it's something outside of that. You do it naturally. You do it anyway. Go back and look at that. And I took her through a process. I said, don't worry about the what. Don't worry about it. Just do this process. Do this process. And if you, I said, for 30 days, do this process. And we worked with Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And what we used for the process was doing the self-confidence formula. There's a self-confidence formula that he talks about in Think and Grow Rich. And I said, just read that aloud every single day, once a day at least, and be mindful of whatever comes up. Don't get caught up in doing it. Just get caught up in programming yourself. And as you program yourself with this self-confidence formula, your purpose will get clear. It will come to you what you're about. We did it, and we kept doing it. After a week or so, she said, I got it. I got it. She figured it out. So there is a process that can help you to discover that which you came here to do. And like my friend, right now she's on fire. She's on fire, affecting not just herself, but affecting every family member. Her house is different. Her husband is different. Her children are on board because she caught her vision. And now that she's caught her vision, she's lighting up her world. And that's the point. That is the point. When you catch your vision, you light up the world. Everybody who comes in three feet of you, they're going to get zapped. They're going to get zapped with something different, something that magnifies, something that motivates, something that lights them up, or something that just makes them go into reflection and take another look at who they are and why they're here. I talk about faith a lot, and I talk about faith because I have discovered in my own experience that no matter what it is that you do, if you don't have that says this is going to happen, that this is possible. Like Robert Shula said, if you don't have possibility thinking, all your dreams, all your plans will get snuffed out when adversity comes. And I say, faith. Faith, if you had to take away everything from me and leave me with one thing, I would say it's a faith factor that determines whether or not you accomplish your goal. Like Sandra's quoted before, faith is a prerequisite to power. It comes first. It is the faith first and then the power. Faith is a prerequisite to power. It gives perspective, and that perspective, Wayne Dyer says it another way. It says it makes you look at things in a different way. Gives perspective. It gives accurate analysis. You're able to put things in the right order. You're able to put first things first. And it gives you the ability to forge ahead. Now, when you're activating this faith factor, this is not something you do on the sidelines. You're in the ring. You're up to bat. You're doing your purpose. You're making a difference. And it's not about getting it right. Not at all. Will you have some failures? You can bet on that one. Will you have some hard times? Count on it. But when you're doing what you came to do, everything else pales. All of a sudden, the challenges are not as mountainous as they would if you weren't certain of what you're about. When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You are powerful beyond measure. You are so powerful that when you touch me, it makes a difference. When you touch Sandra, it makes a difference. When you touch any other individual, it makes a difference. Is it just you? No. You are endowed with a spiritual gift that came to just you. And when you get on purpose doing that, then your life has meaning. Then your life explodes. Then you get into a place. You know, sports enthusiasts say you get into a zone. I remember my daughter Camila. She used to do double dutch. And she and my son, they were the champion, the Florida State champions a few years ago. And I watched her when they're in the championship. And when Camila did that speed jump, when she went into that rope, you can see her focused. You can see her, like she was in a zone, as if she wasn't doing this. And that's she was being propelled by something in the invisible. And that's what happens when you take on what you came here to do. You get into a zone. You get into, it's as if you're being carried by something other than yourself. There is a way to ignite that. There is a way to activate that. And I will tell you what works for me, and that's the truth that I know. And what activates that power is to go to center. What I call center is to get in alignment with who you are spiritually. And how I do that for myself is to do a spiritual practice. Meditation is one of the things that I use. And I can tell you, I guarantee you, make it your first priority every day, and your life will never be the same again. Sandra?
Wow. Yes, no, Corvette, I want to let you go because you're so strong and you're so on target. You know, just coming here to the studio, I was listening to a radio program, and I honestly, and I completely want to hear what you have to say with this. It's a religious program, and the gentleman that was speaking on behalf of the program is Talks. And Talks is a mentoring program that has been introduced into our school system. And the MC or the radio host asked this person, who is a doctor, asked this doctor, his name is Dr. Harold Davis. He is the founder of the Talks ministry or the mentoring program that was introduced to help children, and now it has been undertaken into the public school system. And this is all about mentoring kids. Well, as the conversation ensued, the radio host asked, well, is it of Christian principles, or is it of, does it include, you know, Bible or something in reference to the Bible? And at one point I heard the word say, the answer saying, well, no, it's legal. As if speaking of God, as speaking of coming here with a purpose, it's illegal, you know. And I was just like, wow. I mean, this is where we are today. Where we are today, it's about not being able to speak about our spirituality because immediately it's linked up to God. And if we deny where we're coming from, our Creator, what is our purpose? You know. And I think that's what's hurting so many people, which they deny their own awareness of who they are deep down inside because they are so afraid to actually claim a point and say, you know what, I am more than flesh. I am more than physical being. You know, it's almost like an eggshell. When an egg falls, it breaks. Let something fall on your toe. What happens to our body? Is that what we are? Or are we so much more and greater and can create so much more based on that spiritual connection that guides us into what our ultimate purpose is? You know, how do you feel about that regarding, for example, saying that word that is illegal? I mean, that killed me.
Well, Sandra, it's interesting that you brought that up because right in front of me, what came up for me today while I was in meditation, it says you cannot successfully live by someone else's set of rules. And once you recognize who you are, then the dynamics change. Then you're able to, like that quote I said, then you have to make accurate analysis. And the society that we live in, Sandra, has programmed us to do something other than what we came here to do. And it's incumbent upon us to figure out for ourselves, through whatever means necessary, what we're here for and how to implement that. And that's where a program like Power to Be You comes in. That's where the positive vibration hour comes in. You're able to coin a new set of rules. You're able to come up with a new model by which you live. And you're able to zone in on what your truth is. And instead of being propelled from the outside in, you start to live from the inside out. And I'm a great advocate for spirituality, because I know that you're going nowhere without it. I make no apologies for that. I am not concerned about your religion. I have to tell you that up front. I am not concerned about how you practice your spirituality, because I believe that whatever path you take, it's valid. There's one God. That's my belief.
Yes.
There's one spirit. And if you took away religion, you just back up and just take away anything that points to religion, because we're not about religion. We're about spirituality. If you took away all of those dogmas and the labels and just looked at demonstrating love, then you've got it. And whether you call your higher power God, or whether you call your higher power Buddha, or whatever you call it, what's important to me is that you're calling, honey. As long as you're calling, means you're in the game. Means you're seeking, means you're looking, means you're redefining why you're here and what you came for. And it's sad that our society goes that way, but, you know, we can't focus on that. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I mean, go ahead. No,
we have to focus on truth. We have to focus on what empowers. We have to focus on what transforms. And what transforms is going to center and finding out why you're here and get about doing it. And Sandra, I used to teach a prosperity class, and, you know, I've had years of doing, you know, classes on metaphysics and discovering who I am and finding out how my world works and how it fits in with a bigger picture. And I discovered a formula. One day I was teaching the class, and all of a sudden, you hear the law of attraction and all of those good stuff. And one day it dawned, one evening I was teaching this class, and it just hit me like a light bulb, how this works. How do you turn, once you've figured out why you came, how do you take it from where you are right now as an idea and turn it into something real? And I came up with a formula, and it looked something like this: thought plus word plus action equals results. And everything that we do, Sandra, change, no matter how infinite it is or no matter how grand it is, everything that we create started at square one with a thought. It started with a thought. And the verb for turning thoughts into things, Mark Victor Hansen says, is to manifest. This word comes from the Middle English word manifest. It means visible. And the Latin word manus means hand. When you manifest something, you metaphorically reach your hand through the invisible curtain separating the tangible world from the world of imagination, and pull your desired object into existence. First you think it, then you manifest it, you materialize it, you cause it to appear. So first it's the thought. And then once you've had the thought, you have to nurture that thought. And how do you magnify that thought, if you will, is by the words that you associate with it. And a lot of times we language ourselves out of our good. We language ourselves out of our good. So let's take a look at what the statement we made earlier. I am powerful beyond measure. on purpose, demonstrating my truth. I am powerful beyond measure, on purpose, demonstrating my truth. Now, once you've come to this realization, your words, what you say when somebody asks you, how are you, how do you respond? Some people say, not too bad. Some people start to tell you how bad things are and how things are not working in their life. Watch your words. Words are very powerful. So once you think the thought, you must use supporting words to carry forward. So you must have an empowering word to whatever your condition is, regardless of what it looks like. Regardless of what it looks like. Use your words to empower. Use your words to inspire. If the words that you're using is not, if they don't motivate, if they don't inspire, if they don't make you feel better, then you have to change them. That's a part of the creative process. And then the next arm of that, getting the things that you want into visibility, changing at the core, getting this into something that we can touch and feel, comes with action. So there's the thought, and there's the word, and there's the action. Sandra, not just any action. A lot of people say, okay, in order for me to make something happen, in order for me to create something, I have to do. No! Hold on! Your actions, take action when your inner voice speaks. Really go within. And I keep going back to that. I find myself going back to getting into alignment with what is true for you. And when you're about to take action, you must take actions that are inspired action. It's not about just taking action. It's taking actions that are in alignment with you. Alignment with who you are. Daniel Kennedy,
you know what
says,
I say, Corvette.
Uh-huh.
What I say, what I've said in my previous shows is the fact of being able to look at yourself in the mirror and saying, who are you? What are you about? Just that affirmation alone of saying, I am powerful beyond measure. If you cannot even say it while facing the mirror to yourself, then how can anyone else around you even see that within you? And it's only when you come up to that realization and you finally get to a point of saying, okay, either I am in desperate measure that I must change, or I am willing to change because I am inspired, at that point you need to step up on that podium and start saying it and start bringing in your focus and your awareness into what your purpose is within you. Which is, that's where that whole spiritual connection comes in. You know, knowing that you're a spiritual being, knowing that at the time of challenges and times of situations that are beyond your control or things that you would rather not have happen in your life, they are there for a purpose. They are there shaping you. They are there giving you the golden nuggets of life that will allow you to now have a different voice besides anyone else to create and to shift and to contribute and to grow at it, to learn from it, so that maybe in turn you can help somebody else not go there. You know, because I do see it. I do see our purpose as kind of going in. I have this visual. I see a lot of visual things. And the vision of being at the Olympic races or being that team that's passing the torch or that's passing the Gideon from one person to the next. You know, if not us, then who or whom?
And if not now, now, when?
When?
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Would you agree to do something today? Now?
Excuse me?
Would you agree we must do something today? We must do something
right now. Like right now. And there's no better time than now. And Sandra, when we take on this new picture of who we are, when we take on this new idea of who we are, it might not feel comfortable. In the beginning, something in another side of you, when you say, I am powerful beyond measure, there's a part of you that's going to say, yeah, right. And then it starts to show you, so look at that, another, stop. Say to yourself, stop. Don't focus on that. That little voice is going to come up. you tell it to shut up, and you go back to telling yourself the truth that you want to demonstrate. Tell yourself who you know you are. And the more you say it, and I'm talking about not just thinking it in your head, Sandra, the more you say it out loud is the more, I'm not asking you to believe it now. Your belief system might not be at the level where you can believe that for yourself right now. I don't care if you believe it right now. What I care about is that you say it, you tell yourself. Because I guarantee you, if you tell yourself that, if you tell yourself that long enough, your faith factor will start to kick in. You'll start to believe it. And Sandra, you know what is true?
Mm-hmm.
People believe about us what we believe about ourselves.
Yes.
People believe about us what we believe about ourselves. And faith, Scripture says that faith, even as a grain of a mustard seed, can move mountains. And it's not necessary for you to have big faith about who you are and what you're about today. It's important that you have a little bit of faith. And how much faith do you need? Just enough. It doesn't matter the size, as long as you're applying it. So if you can't believe that you're powerful today, that's okay. Just keep telling yourself. And I guarantee you.
Start with the thought.
I guarantee you, you keep this up for 30 days, and you start to see a transforming mode in your life. Little by little, things start to change. Why? Because you're looking at yourself differently. Just like Wayne Dyer says, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And change starts with you, Sandra. Change starts with me. I can't do what you need to do for you. Only you can. And each of us individually must do what we need to do individually. And all of a sudden, because it starts to add up collectively. If each of us go about doing what we need to do, all of a sudden we start to have a powerful impact in ourselves, in our homes, in our communities, in our society. And that's why we're here, Sandra. That's why we're spending this time today, to stay focused, to transform, to just give a little nugget that will shift somebody who's listening today. Just shift them into higher gear. We are powerful beyond measure.
I will add something, Corvette. The fact that in this day and age, I said there is no other time that we have been bombarded as much with so much information on the internet, in the media, in the papers, in the magazines, through all these programs, everywhere we see. Plus, don't talk about God anymore because you know what? It's not legal, right? So here we are getting all this information that's all about buy, appear that you're someone that you're not, use, you know, be this, be that, and everything, all of this programming is stuff that whether we know it or not is coming into us. So in talking about this and being able to use the internet and being able to use resources, this creates, and this is a marketing concept, this creates this viral networking. It creates this synergy. Synergy of energy, of emotions, of vibrations, of creating a newness, therefore a movement, a pull where people who are like-minded, who feel the same, who might not necessarily have the strength to be able to stand on their own, but who can all of a sudden realize that, you know what, a lot of us feel this way because this show, The Power to Be You, is about us making change. It's about us stepping up. And it's about us doing it for ourselves, but with the responsibility of knowing that in order for our future to be different and for our kids to have a different future, we must be that source that provides for them the security, the platform where they can stand and be the leaders that they are, or be the creators, or be the empowerers. You know, where we are today, when we look at kids, when we look at relationships, when you look at the families and the rapport that is lacking in all levels, in all entities, everywhere we go and we turn around, there is so much hurt and there's so much pain that those who see something different must stand up and help all the others just simply by sharing their own testimony, just by offering words of advice. And this that you and I are doing right now is precisely that, because is it about reprogramming and programming in ways that normally people would not be privy to. You know, and the whole concept of faith, and I really drive it in far, because I have been challenged with this, and I knew about it. I knew about it internally, and I was able to connect with this, and I was able to tell myself this, and passing through that area, that dark area or that dark road that could have set me in a different pattern. But I remember, faith is about believing despite what you see. It's about believing in something even if you don't have the proof in front of you. In today's society, people are so much about, well, I got to see it to believe it. If it's not here, it's not real. You know, what do you
say about that? That's programming. And what keeps coming up as you're saying that for me, one of our great spiritual teachers says, be in the world, but not of the world. And that means you have to be, even though all of these distractions are out there, like, the, you know, with everybody having a different platform that doesn't support the individual, who we are spiritually, even though all of that seems, and I say seems, to be so powerful, What we have to do, Sandra, is to keep our focus, and we stay focused, like the target. When you're going to shoot that target, you have to have laser beam focus on why you're here, what you're about, and when you go to center and keep your focus, you're able to make accurate analysis, which means you're going to fluff off those things that are not in alignment. You're not going to be watching the TV programs that don't empower you. You're not going to be listening to talks that don't empower you. You're not going to be hanging out with people who are not about something positive. You're going to be lining up, aligning yourself with those who are doing what makes a difference in the world. And that's where we come in with Power to Be You. And for me, the Positive Vibration Hour. What you and I are doing here today is what it's all about. Collaborating. There's no competition. There's no competition.
Let me ask you something. In your get to this point, Corvette, for you, you've had a challenging life, have you not?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I take a licking and I keep on ticking. Like I take a licking and I keep on ticking. And in my son, it might sound to you like, ooh, Corvette, if you only knew the troubles I went through. Well, I'm here to tell you, if you knew the troubles I went through,
yeah,
you'd be encouraged.
And you
you'd
know what
be
I'm telling
really
you?
Encouraged. My mother dropped dead in 99 from a heart attack, never sick a day in her life. My father died from Alzheimer's prior to that. We had to care for him. My husband, recently, in the last 4 years, was murdered. You have some troubles? Do you want some list? And from all of that, Tony Robbins tells us that with each experience that we have, if we learn something from it, and that's the question you ask yourself when each situation comes up, you ask yourself, what did I learn? And because of programming myself and hanging around with people like you, Sandra, and entities like the Greatness Nation call that we do every morning, Monday through Friday, from aligning myself with like-minded people, I'm able to remember, and that's what it's about, I'm able to remember to ask the question, what did I learn? What was the gift in this? Rather than focus on the pain. Of course I went through pain. Of course, excruciating pain. Did I go through times when I didn't know if I was going up, down, sideways? I didn't know. I went through times when I didn't have a clue, but I kept showing up. That's the one thing I kept doing. I kept showing up, Sandra.
Yes. See, I thought you were going to say I didn't have a quarter, because I'm like, I've been there. I didn't have a quarter.
I've had times when I didn't have a quarter, too. That's the truth. I have times when I never had a clue and I never had a quarter.
And the greatest thing is this, that this is what people need to understand, that, you know, our audience, it's not about the sad story that we have. It's about what we do with it. It's about how that is.
Absolutely.
If we
absolutely
and if we're connected to a spiritual purpose, because there's no reason why something that seems hard, whether it's sickness, illness, injuries, financial woes, relationships, anything that comes into our path, in one way or the other, we've aligned ourselves with that. But in one way or the other, that is supposed to build our character. That is.
But it brings us right back to our spirituality, Sandra, because I don't know what other people use, but I can tell you that's what I use. That's what helps me to make sense out of this world that we're living in through the circumstances that I've encountered. It you stay clear. Romans 8:28 says, all things work together for good to them that love and trust. And the operative word
that.
Here. And the operative word here is trust. And when you trust that, even though I can't see what, let's talk about my husband being murdered. Even though I can't tell you, I couldn't tell you at that moment what was good. What's good about leaving me with my three children with no support? What's good? Even though I couldn't see in that moment what was good about that, I had to trust that even if I can't see it right now, something good can turn out of this. Does that make sense, Sandra?
Say, Corbett, it does, because I have told the audience it's about the meaning that we give. And just like you could have said and gotten hung up on the bad part of it, or on the negative feelings, on the pain and the anguish and the desperation, you also trusted through your faith that there was another side, even though you might have not seen it. And that's why
people
will get hung up on the bad side of the story and on the woe, which disempowers them, instead of saying, you know, it's not just simply by saying, okay, yeah, I'm okay, because it's not. It's about you being willing to go through that darkness and knowing that there is light on the other side. And when that happens, you must align yourself with people, like-minded individuals. You must go and get information. You must talk, but look at your resources and look at the programming. Don't allow other negative factors to come through. One of the things we're going to take this last 15 or actually 13 minutes now to take some questions, but I do want to say, together with your line of you keep on ticking, I've said,
I take a licking, you know, but I keep on ticking.
You take a licking, but you keep on ticking. For me, my
that's
version
a Timex
of that
watch.
Is.
That's a Timex commercial. That's a commercial for the Timex watch for those who are old enough. I keep on ticking.
I actually thought it was a little rabbit with the battery, but it is. It's true. It's the other commercial. It's about the juicier the story, the better it's going to be when you're able to talk about it.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, I come over with a sense of power and a sense of certainty, Sandra, because I've been in the trenches, I've been through the tough times, and continue to go through some tough times. And what works, what makes me get up every day and keep at it, is knowing that there's a grander purpose, a higher purpose for all of this. And that's what I pray, that every person under the sound of our voices here today, that one person make a difference. And what you're going through is not for naught. It can turn into something magnificent.
Corbett, we're going to take some calls, and let's see. We have about 10 minutes. So the number is, well, the first three digits, 258, and that's the first call that's online. And please tell us where you're calling from. And your name, please. Hello? Are you on the air?
258?
Yes, hello.
Is that the phone number that I'm calling?
Well,
on?
Yes. 304-258?
Yeah, you're live.
Hi, you're right. Live on.
Sorry, this is Tom Brooks. I didn't know the format. But,
oh, that's perfect.
Ladies, thank you so much. I really appreciate your words of inspiration and wisdom and guidance, and I have Napoleon Hill's book, and you've directed me back to it to do that process. for 30 days, and I'm going to do that for 30 days straight because I need that. I need some anchor right now.
Good. Well, I will tell you, if you are actually interested in starting a course on Think and Grow Rich, there is a course that I can put you in contact with the gentleman that's leading it, and this is something that you can do a book study course for 10 weeks, and you're actually studying chapter after chapter, and it allows you to even create your own mastermind group.
That sounds so cool, Yeah,
if you write to me or actually go to powertobeyou@gmail.com, you can send me an email and I'll send you the contact information for the gentleman. And that would definitely, it's very helpful, and that book truly is, this is information that was written so long ago, yet it serves exactly today as it's been then, if not even more.
That's been my friend this year, Sandra. I started the beginning of the year with the Napoleon Hill Think and Grow Rich, and that has made a magnificent difference in where I am today. It's not that I hadn't read it before, but everything that just seemed new and fresh, and I started to implement it at a higher level. So great book, Tom.
Kids should have this book. So, well, Tom, thank you so much, and I look forward to continuing on with you, and I appreciate your calling.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take the next call. Hello? Hello, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, the number is 410-590. Are you on? Okay, we'll try the next call. Hello, you're on the air. For those of you listening, welcome to Power to Be You. And this is working with technology, so we're trying to make sure that the call does come through. We do have quite a few calls online. We're just scrolling down as we're using our computer system. Hi, you're on the air. 651-260? Yes, hello. Hi, welcome. Where are you calling from? Okay, we seem to be having technical difficulties here. We're going to continue down the queue. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
I hear something. Yes, hi.
Hi, Sandra. This is Claudia.
Hello, Claudia. Welcome to... What a pleasant surprise.
Oh, actually, thank you.
To let the audience member know, this is Claudia. She's actually one of the original founding members of the Power to Be You community of beacons, community beacons. And we have formed a women's group in our community. And everyone that has been joining us is really making a lot of distinctions. And Claudia is one of them. So welcome, Claudia.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the introduction. I actually just called to say thank you to Corvette. That was a very powerful message. And I'm really, every time I hear you guys talk, it really inspires me to just be a better person. And I just wanted to say thank you. I don't have a lot to say. Just I'm really excited for everything that's happening. And I know that this is just the beginning of a great, great nation.
Well, Claudia, let me ask you something, and I'm going to venture to say, as a friend and as a major contributor, can you tell the audience what your profession is, what one of your professions is, that would allow you to say that you know a lot about what's going outside?
Well, yeah, actually, I'm a deputy sheriff for Palm Beach County, and I've been doing it for quite a long time, so I'm exposed to a lot of different things out there that every day I see it, and I know how important it is to really make a difference in the community.
And how do you see what seems to be the problems out there? What is something that you might identify as something that's either lacking or something that would help in dealing with a lot of what society is going through on an individual basis?
Oh, my God. We only have 5 minutes. I couldn't take the rest of the time to do all things. One of the things is I believe is the way people are focusing on the negative and not really trying to realize that they're not the only ones in that situation. And there is a lot of programs out there that could help really overcome where their challenges are. But, to make it short, there's just so many things that we could do as a community.
Yes, yes. Well, we definitely are doing it, and you are a blessing because you were the first person to step out. And, again, this goes to the audience. Do not ever think that one action, one word, one thought is not going to impact. It's going to impact. You have no idea how far-ranging your contribution is going to be, because it is about creating the link, and you have been that ground and that rock which allowed this to commence and to begin. So I thank you from the bottom of my heart, and I am just so blessed to be able to have you and to have Corvette, to have the Greatness Nation, to have all of these people that are supporting this, which is just incredible. So thank you, Claudia, and thank you for coming on. And then we will be speaking very soon.
Okay. Bye.
Have a good afternoon.
You too.
Okay, we have time for one more call, so we're going to try to take this call and see. Otherwise, we'll just have closing words as we have about 3 minutes to go, Corvette. Let's see this next call. Well, while we're talking, Corvette, let me give, if people want to write in, you can go to Power2BU, P-O-W-E-R, the number 2, B as in boy, EU.com. My email is on there, power2bu@gmail.com, and I am on the radio Tuesdays and Thursdays. Tuesday's program is about coaching and empowerment for 30 minutes. Thursday's program is a special guest, a featured guest who will be able to impart information, empowerment, resources, ideas, anything and everything to motivate you, to get you off your seat, to get you moving, and to get you to create a new world for yourself. And collectively, we can make a difference because there are many people who already are. And Corvette, can you please give your information out? Corvette? I'm not certain if anyone can hear you. I'm having difficulty hearing you.
Ooh.
Corvette?
I am here.
Okay, perfect. Can you give the audience all of your information, please, how they can contact you, your email, everything?
Visit me at positivevibrationhour.blogspot.com. positivevibrationhour.blogspot.com. And my email address is on there.
Okay, perfect. And Corvette, they can also download a podcast off your site?
Oh, yes, they can. There's a podcast on there, and I'm getting ready to put add some additional content on there. But right now you can download what's there now. It's on the Faith Factor. And to download it, you'd right-click on your mouse and hit Save As, and it'll download to your computer. You can listen to it right on the site, but if you want it on your own computer, you can download it also.
Perfect. Well, Corvette, thank you so very much, and I just hope that you and I talked about coming on this show beforehand, and we know that as us doing this from our hearts and knowing that we have a voice, we have something to say, we've seen a lot, we're able to go out there and share with people from the heart. And in the future, we will see where we go with it. So in closing, I want to give the audience, we spoke of Greatness Nation, and on my last call, I gave that number out. I want to give that number out once again, because for anyone, go on, 7 a.m., 10 a.m., Monday through Friday. The number is 512-225-3513, and the passcode is 68335 pound. With that said, I am wrapping it up. Corvette, parting words, 16 seconds. I will say then, live passionately. Those are Tony Robbins' words. Live with passion. Make every day a great day. There's another friend of mine's words. And till next time, bye.